Thanks this morning. Let's begin by turning to Ephesians chapter 3.
让我们今天
开始
读以弗所书三章九节。以弗所书三章九节。
And to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. Amen.
Amen.
To enlighten all.
向众人照明。
Amen.
Amen. 主啊，向众人照明。
Enlighten all of us.
好，主啊。向我们众人照明。
Amen.
让我们能够看见，能看见。
Amen.
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 Amen. 哦，能看见大。哦，有何等的经纶，主啊！哦哦，有何等的经纶！
Amen. Amen.
主啊，向我们众人照明。哦，那神理的奥秘有何等的经纶？
Amen.
哦，那历世历代。哦，将那历世历代。哦，历世历代。哦，历
世历代。
哦，有一些东西隐藏在你里面。主啊，让我们看到你的里面。哦，看见在你里面，哦，隐藏着什么？有什么？
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who created all things.
哦，主啊，那在创造万有之神里的。
Amen.
主啊，你创造了万有。
This morning we like to come to God's economy.
我们愿意来看神的经纶。神的经纶是让神。
Life and nature, but not in the Godhead.
一模一样。生命的性情上一模一样，但不是在他神格上。神愿意让我们成为他的种类，有他的生命和性情，他真实的儿女。约翰福音一章十二节说到，凡愿意接受他的，都有权柄成为神的儿女。十三节说到。我们是从神生的，这不是一个比喻。
And we are actually sons of God.
我们真正是神的儿子。
约翰福音三章三节，
我们是从水和圣灵生的。我们能够进入神的国。
But I'd like to show you 1 John chapter 3, which is really a precious portion.
现在我想读一下约翰福音
三
章。
1 John 3:1.
三章一节说到
Behold, what manner of love, given what manner of love is this, that we should be called children of God. But it's the next three words that I really like. And we are.
特别喜欢
It's not a figure of speech. It's not a label. It's not a metaphor.
不是一个比喻
We are.
我们是
And we are.
我们也真是
We don't hope to be, we're not trying to be, we're not praying to be.
We are.
And we are.
We are.
We want to see who we are.
To
realize who we are.
To
realize who we are. Changes everything. You know, we're full of religious concepts. We're full of Christian concepts.
观念
That what pleases God is our good behavior, our proper conduct. We feel so terrible when we have a failure, and we probably should.
能使神喜悦，当我们失败了，我们会很失望。
Yet we don't have our eyes on God's economy.
但是我没有
注意到神的经纶。神
有一个渴慕，要让我们成为他儿子的复制。主耶稣是首生者，我们是他的复制，我们是神的儿女。
We're the many sons of God.
我们是他许多的儿子。
And then as the Lord lived on the earth, a model
在地上生活的时候,
that we would follow in his steps,
他给我们立了一个榜样,
was not for us to have mere imitation, just try to copy that inorganically, religiously, or formally.
宗教的
But you have to understand, how do you follow in his steps?
我们要明白是如何跟从他。
Follow his steps organically.
是要生
计的来跟从他。I love that. He kept committing.
主耶稣一直把自己交给主，交给神。
Every injustice, every mistake.
他将所有的都交给神，所有的，所有的冒犯，所有的一切，他都把他们再交给，重新交给神。
Nothing stuck to him.
没有一些东西能够阻拦他。
That's how he lived. One with the Father.
这是他当他在地上的生活。
So good, we can say, Lord, I'm one with you.
都好，我们能说主啊，我们能够与你是一。主啊，我们不是希望或者努力要成为与你是一，或者有一天我们能够与你是主。我们是看见我们是神人，是神人生活的开始。我想指出这个，昨天想指出这一点，但是我害怕。
Maybe someday I could have God-man living. Someday, maybe after I'm grown in life, maybe by the time I'm in my 60s already, maybe by the time I'm in my 70s, I could have such a God-man living. But actually, I believe this all depends. It hinges on what we realize. It begins with seeing. It doesn't mean that transformation and growth in life play no role in this. No, the amount, the degree, the extent to which we could really have this kind of life is dependent on our growth in life, our maturing in life, and our transformation. But even a high schooler, a junior hire, a brand new believer, someone only 3 days in the Lord, realizing who he is, it changes everything.It's something. Does a God-man talk like that? Now, there's an impression. There's an impress. There's a print. There's an education in our conscience. There's a refining kind of realization within our being. As we look at the Lord Jesus, amen, I would just encourage all of you to go through, read the New Testament again.Look for this. Look for this man. And then when you get done with the Gospels, read the Acts. And see how the apostles followed the same pattern and lived the same way. They had this model. Then the extract of this God-man was breathed into them. My, the very God-man with his reactions,His attitude, you know, we get so discouraged by our outward things, but the model includes the inward things.
但是那个榜样是里面的事
情。Anxiety, attitudes, rest, peace. Where does this come from? He got it all from the Father.
是从哪里来的呢？
That was his satisfaction.
这些都是从父神那里来的。
That was
那从父神来的安息，没有任何的焦虑。有一天，主耶稣在耶稣的时候，医治了一个人，所有人都非常非常惊讶。
The Spirit of God is upon me, and he is you know, I've anointed me to preach the gospel here and there, do this and that.
浇灌在我的身上.
And then he said, today this has been fulfilled in your sight. I guess he didn't heal anybody that day. And then he said something that offended them all. At first they're like, wow, the words of grace. And then he offended them. They took him out to the brow of a cliff.
And we're going to push him off.
Save me, save me, somebody crying out, screaming, no, no, I don't want to die.
说, 哦, 救我啊,
Lord Jesus,
我不想,
he just turned around and walked through the crowd.
但是主耶稣, 他只是从众门里面走过去,
I mean,
谁能够这样做呢?
That's not normal.
这并不,
or maybe we should say that's not common. Who lives like that?
谁会活这样的?
He's on the boat, you know, he said, let's go to the other side. He's on the boat. And then the waves are and the wind is blowing and everything, and the Lord is asleep.
风浪,
who can sleep like that? And they woke him up and they said, don't you care? We're
going
to die? And then he rebuked the wind and the waves. And I think immediately the boat was at the shore. Like that. And the disciples are looking at each other and it says, this is in Matthew 8. What kind of man is this? What kind of man? This is not, you know, common. The Lord was not just impressing them.
不是想在外面的
loving his enemy,
对他有一个印象 爱他的, 像爱他的仇敌,
always at rest.
等等
Brotherly testified that he was like this. Whatever environment he died in, he was always at rest. This is God now. This is what it looks like. How delightful for the sisters who have husbands.
如果姊妹有这样的丈夫是多么好的一件事 或者像弟兄们有这样的妻子 是多么祝福的一件事情
You know, there's a portion, and I think it might be in Matthew 14
可能在
where the Lord was
reproaching
his cities because they didn't respond to his gospel. He had healed the sick, he had done signs there.
没有回应他的，没有，他们没有转向他，没有跟从他。
So now he's reproaching the cities.
现在他要到
and one by one,
重新到这个城市。
This place and that place.
就这一个和那个的地方。
The signs had been done in Sodom that were done there.
他们在索多玛城， 他说，即使在索多玛城做这样的事情， 他们都会悔改， 但是你们却没有。
Then Jesus answered and said, Father, I extol you. It says Jesus answered, which means the whole time he was reproaching the cities, he was conversing with the Father.
Amen.
That means every reproach did not come from him. It came from the Father. So that he could answer the Father. You see what was going on here? Was there was this secret fellowship.
在那里,
so he didn't only speak quote words of grace. Reproaching words. And then he answered the Father.
他答复父神说,
I got convicted. Can I reproach my children and fellowship with the Father at the same time?
我非常的,
you know,
我非常的摸着,
reproach,
我能够,
and then we have to come back
能够责备我的孩子, 同时跟父神交通吗?
We lost our temper,
we 可能会发脾气,
Lord, even a pattern of that.
主耶稣甚至,
so precious. I love that kind of expression. What kind of man is this? You know, you see the same verb, the same word used in 1 Thessalonians 1:5. When Paul and his three companions had gone into Thessalonica to preach the gospel, and then he says, our gospel, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. even as you know what kind of men we were. See, the gospel is not just words.
我们的福音不仅是我们所说的话。
And it came in the Holy Spirit. It was a gospel message that brought the hearers into the Spirit. And it brought them the full assurance that what they were saying was the truth. There was no doubt that what they had just heard was the Word of God.
How did they do that? Was it their
class in college?
Was it their education?
No,
it was a kind of education.不是
what, even as you know, what kind of men
是因为他们看见他们是
Timothy was one of those
他们是如何的人
young guy, a young co-worker joining Paul and Luke and Silas to go from place to place.
从一个地方到另外一个地方
He was one of those godmen. I just thought, saints, you know, our junior hires, our high
他就是那样的一个神人我们的年轻人我们的高中生同样可以成为这样的人
Does a God man dress like that? Do they use those words?
神人会用说这些话吗神人会穿这样的衣服吗这是多么深的印象弟兄姊妹今天早上
Is we need models of this. We need patterns of this.
我们需要看见我们需要这样的榜样。
It doesn't take decades of transformation.
这不需要几十年的
who we are.
The
and then we start.
变化。
And every time we realize that we have not been.
只需要看见每一次我们看见。
It might be today we get this impression and we say, Lord,
可能是今天我们能够
I just want to live you.
有这样印象。
I'm one with you.
主啊，
I just come
我今天只想活你。我想与你成为是一，
and then we get to the end of the day, we realize, wow, I had about 5 minutes.
下来以后，我们发现
it was, you know, we wanted to be not I but Christ, but it turned out to be not Christ but I. Then we repent.
我们想
啊，
是基督不是我，但是我们发现大多数的时候是我不是基督，我们会向主悔改。主啊，我们只想活你。
The more we get it, we'll get it.
我们越多的看见，我们越多的能够得着。
Brother Lee testified to this in the Exodus.
李弟兄见证说，在出埃及记。
Most of his repenting was that he didn't live Christ. That he didn't live.
许多时候他都向神悔改说：“主啊，我没有活你。”
Forever.You know, his confession before the Lord was that he didn't live the Lord.
Okay,
so how did the Lord live? Well, he lived constantly under the shadow of the cross. He never let his life go. He never let his life go.
This is big.
In fact, I wish there was some way to really labor on this point. To never...
在这些点上有劳苦
flesh, to the self, to the natural life.
我们会向我们的肉体天然于此作为一个真实的人
他
会有一些人的野心人的渴望
the desire to accomplish something,
去完成一些
I believe these are all human
事情的渴望作为一个人
they're not sinful, they're not unholy.
这些东西都不是有罪的不是、不是不圣洁的这是神创造我们时候在我们里面所有的
this needs a certain amount of realization that
但是这需要
all the time we're putting ourselves aside
有一定的看见认识
no self here.
我们要把自己放在一边没有己
只有主。然后他一直是在呼吸。他一直
呼吸父神，一直是和 和父神交通。他到旷野里面的时候，他
要
那里一直向神祷告，他道成肉身，一直也是向神祷告，他一直站在一个人的地位上，为我们建立了一个榜样，为门徒们建立了一个榜样。作为一个人，他认识到他不可能完成神的旨意，父神的旨意，除非他活另外一个生命。父神的心，父神的渴慕，父神的旨意，都需要花时间来认识，这是不能够太快。我们需要来到一个旷野的地方，花时间与主同在。他也说，他能够活父神，是因为他一直吃父神，一直活他。父神一直是他的食物，他的供应。耶稣一直呼求父神，父啊，父啊。我们的年轻人，我们都希望他们，那些在我们照顾下的年轻人，能够听到我们这样对主的呼求，一直在呼吸主耶稣，不是外面的来模仿，却是一直在这样的呼吸主。最后我想说，再加再说几点，我们有这样的生命，我们有这样的一位在我们的灵里，现在就在我们的灵里，他希望我们能够再活他。我们要奔跑，向我们的灵里奔跑。主啊，一再的向我们的灵里奔跑，活这样的一位。
When you're just about to exchange words with your wife,
当我们快要跟
we have to flee
我们的配偶
to this God-man
in our spirit. 我们要逃到这样的一位神人的里面。
I mentioned last night, you know, my wife,
昨天晚上说到
in the office and she was
我的妻子是在圣经为美国的
and I was kind of complaining inside. You know, all these things are silent. I don't just
那里工作，有时候他回来会很疲劳。
So I don't do it that way. But I had this one in me. And you know, he said, be nice to her.
我有点不开心。但是主在我里面说，你是一个神人。你要爱惜你的妻子。主啊，我是一个神人。我只需要把我自己放在一边，转向灵。我有一个生命在我里面，是能够活出这样生活的。今天早上我们来到，关于儿童的工作。我们想为教会培育下一代。
Without a model, it's very hard. All you can do is teach, lecture, exhort them repeatedly. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't smoke that. Don't drink that. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's endless exhortations.But let's see how we can bring our children to the Lord in a genuine way. And let's see how in God's economy,
让我们来看今天，让我们来看到在神的经纶里，
God designs
神
the best way to bring fallen people to Christ.
最好的的方式。
So we have message two, the function of the law as a child conductor to lead the children to Christ. 这篇信息说，
律法作为儿童导师，将儿童引向基督。律法的功用。
You know the law, and we'll come to this in the outline. The law of God was a photo.
是神的照片，是神的见证。
It showed us what kind of God He is, what kind of image He bears, what attributes He possesses. The law is always a description of the lawgiver. When you have certain laws in a country, it describes the people of that country
or the administration of that country.那个国家的行政，那个国家是如何的一个国家？在美国，我们有一些很可怕、很疯狂的律法。这些律法能够显出制定律法的人是怎样的？那些打劫银行的人就能够制定出打劫银行的律法。当神做颁布他的律法的时候，那些律法能够彰显出他是如何的一位神。在旧约里面，有一些人根据律法来说，他们是非常非常严格的，他们成为了律法的人。守律法的人，那不是太甜美。但是有另外一部分人，像诗人或者是那些伸言者，他们爱神的律法，他们吃神的律法，他们睡觉的时候梦见律法，起来的时候享受律法。那个诗篇119篇，彰显出这些诗人是怎样的人，他是神所定义的。神把这个颁布的时候，他给他的照片我们的时候，他是想让我们来爱他，让我们能够享受他。他不想我们
想
能够，他只要我们去爱这个律法。当一对弟兄姊妹在交往的时候，弟兄会看着这个姊妹的照片，这是一个正确的方法方式。当神给我们律法的时候，他愿意我们来珍赏他。以色列子民却犯了一个错误，他们不明白神的旨意，神的心意，律法就成了另外的一件事情。旧约是神的照片，新约是神人的照片。
Even all these words from last night, this morning, are you going to try to do it?
昨天你所说的所有的这些话，你要来实行出来吗？做出来吗？还是说你要爱这些话？呼吸这些话，惊叹这些话，来享受这些话。
那我们来
读一读今天的纲要。
Amen.
Amen.
God's intention in His economy is to accomplish a goal, that is, for the divine Trinity to gain man to be His organism. Notice God's intention is an organism, something organic, something living, the body of Christ, not just something formal, not just a congregation.An organism. This was the mystery hidden in God who created all things. This was mysterious. Nobody knew this.
这是非常奥秘的。
Nobody knew God's intention.
没有人知道神的心意到底是什么。
God's intention.
神的心意
是 gain man.
是得着人，成为他的神机体。
God's economy is not.
神的经纶
应该要圈起来，把这个不是
圈起来。不是作为良善。
Sometimes these points are so vivid. To work out man's goodness is something of God's enemy. I don't think one person in this room would ever say that. to work out man's goodness is God's is from God's enemy.
是出于神的仇敌。
God's economy.
神的经纶是得成为他的生机体。
Not to work out your goodness.
不是做成人的良善。
Now let's talk about this in the context of children's work.
那我们在儿童工作上再讲一讲这个点。
We might think that children's work is to work out goodness.
儿童工作不是。
We want our kids to be good.
我们需要，我们想要我们小孩是成为好的、良善的、正确的、尊重的。
To be good.
我们想要他们成为好的。
But God's economy is to gain.
但神的经纶。
He wants to gain them.
是要得住他们，得住一个人，他可以做很多。如果无法得住这人的话，神就没有办法得住他。需要向他敞开，跟主说：“主啊，得住。”
Make home in me. Oh, he could gain that one. He could gain. Then he's got a man.
然后神就能够得着他。
Man to be his organism.
然后就得着一个人，人就成为他的身体。
Make difference to work out goodness. Actually, this
这个人的良善是不太一样的。
Book, the law of God and the grace of God in His economy.
一本书叫
book on God's economy versus the law.
神的经纶。与律法相对。
In the Old Testament, God's economy was related to the law. So let's see God's economy as it relates to the law. Due to man's fall and his not knowing himself, God was forced to add the law. To add implies that something was not there originally. It was added later in order to expose
its real condition and true
nature
and thus
show man the true picture of himself. When the children of Israel gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai after coming out of Egypt in a glorious way,God led them and brought them to the mountain of God, Mount Sinai, same place.
And
there Moses went up to the mountain. But before Moses went up to the mountain, Moses said to them, You saw what God did.
He
bore you on eagle's wings and he brought you to himself. And now you
have become
his kingdom of priests.
他们是个祭司的体系。
Moses said, "Okay, now the Lord's going to tell us."
现在主要跟我们讲，我们要做政府的。
The atmosphere changed from
立即的，这个环境就变了。
So terrifying. See, when the children of Israel arrived there,
当神的子民到那里的时候，他们有两个重大的问题。一个是他们不认识神，他们以为神就像一个像埃及的神一样。
A God who is like a good luck charm.
就好像一个是好运的。
You see, when they made the golden calf, they made an idol just like an Egyptian god, and they called it Jehovah.
就像埃及的一个偶像，所以管他叫耶和华。第二，他们不认识他们自己，他们不晓得他们的情形、他们的境况、他们的堕落的人性。他们不认识神，他们不认识他们自己。所以神就带来律法，律法是一个人的照片，想认识神。
So that they could know themselves.
也能看到说他们自己是如何的堕落，来认识自己。
It was added later. This is the last part of point A. It was added later in order to expose man's real condition and true nature, and thus show man the true picture.
第一终点的后面是写说，目的要铺露真正的情形，真实的
情形。What kind of God he is, what kind of image he bears,
神必把神的所示、他的形象和他所有的美德描绘给我们看。因此，作为神的肖像，律法在旧约里称作神的见证。
Okay, so the tabernacle became the tabernacle of the testimony.
帐幕
Because why? The law was there.
见证的
帐幕。They put the law in the ark, and so the ark became the ark of the testimony.
约柜。
约柜也成为见证的约柜。
Of God.Point C, God considers
第三重点是把他的律法看作他对罪人的要求。律法的内容主要是十诫。旧约里面那些圣言者，借圣言者神向子民讲话。我记得，当你年轻的时候。
Days of betrothals, when we just got engaged,
追求你的时候，
刚刚与你订婚的时候，
刚刚与你订婚的时候
you followed after me in the wilderness.
你在旷野里面跟随我。
Like God was recalling that time,
就像神在那时的重新呼召一样。
Time of love, a real
爱的时候 的爱。
See, at God's side, it was all about engagement.
在神那边就是像一个婚约一样，但是他并没有与他相配，他们需要与他相配。主啊，我们不可能能够与你相配的，你是太宝贝了，你太光亮了。但神说不会，你们可以的。
Okay, so these are the commandments. Number one,
所以这些是他十诫。第一，前三条诫命要求我们只有神，除神以外不能有别的偶像。
Okay, this is what the photo looks like.
这个就是照片长怎么样。
You know, the first three commandments are
前三条诫命。
No other gods before me.
没有别的偶像。
No graven images. And don't take my name in vain. Those are the three, first three.All about him, all about loving him, worshiping him, him only, him only. These laws tell us that he's a jealous God.
只有神。
Do you like jealous? We'll cover that in a minute.
嫉妒吗？
But he doesn't want any replacements, any substitutes.
他不想要任何的代替品。
Number two, the fourth commandment requiring man to take only God and all that God has accomplished.
第四条诫命要求人只能以神和神所为人完成的作为人的满足和安息。
Okay, the fourth commandment is to keep the Sabbath.
第四条诫命就是要守安息日。
什么
意思呢？就是你要拿神来成为你的作为你的安息。神是你的满足。
The Lord was on the earth.And there were people in the synagogue on the Sabbath with a withered arm or double bent. They didn't have a Sabbath. They were not having rest. There was no satisfaction with
that.
So he solved it so they could have a Sabbath.
And all the lawkeepers,
the religious ones, got mad because he broke the Sabbath. But actually, he was helping these people.
神生气了，但是他却在帮助这些人能够得着真正的安息。
第五
条诫命要求人尊重父母，追溯他的源头，他的起源就是创造人的神。
Okay, this one is in the fifth commandment is to honor your father.
这第五条诫命是要求人尊重父母。
So you think, well, this one doesn't belong in the first four.The first half of the commandments, the first five, because it's on man, it's not on God. But actually, it's a law that tells back to
your parents,
where they come from, their parents, where they come from, their parents. You do that long enough, far enough, and then you get to God.
源头那里，就去哪呢？就是在神那里。
Do you honor God as your source?
你想要神做你的源头吗？
Everything comes from him.
所有的都是从他来的。
Saints, let me just tell you a little something.
告诉你几个点。
In June, 2 months from now, my wife and I are migrating to Germany.
我跟我的妻子会要去移民到德国。
In May of 1994.
1994年5月，
开始服侍主。
And it was a real experience.
是个真实的。是对于神作为我源头真实的一个经历。
You know, we think, you know, my job,
my
skill, my brain, PhD,
this or that. 我们认为我们的工作、我们的头脑、我们的 博士学位都是我们的源头，不是神才是我们的源头。我们就要认识每一秒钟那些东西就可能没不见了。
What a kind of experience to pass through God as my source.
需要一种经历，能够经历神作为我们的源头。
My wife and I have been in Irvine for 20 years.
我在 Irvine 屈服侍20年。
Like many of us, we got settled. We got our house. We got our car.
我们很多人都已经得到我们的工作啊，房子啊。
We just got up and we're leaving.
但是我们就直接站起来，我们就要走了。
Precious is that to be able to go, to just be.
是多么的宝贝，能够起来就走。
Not knowing.
在不知道。
How we could honor him? We honor him.
我们尊重。
I say this is honoring parents. This doesn't sound like honoring parents.
这不是像尊重父母一样。
But this is what honoring parents is. Is to honor our source.
但是尊重你父母，就是要基于尊重这个源头。追溯回他的源头。就是创造人的神。
Point four. You know all these first five commandments from verse 3 to verse 12.
从第一到十二节的这前五点，前五条诫命都是要。
耶和
华是
耶和华是你的神。
Have any other gods, for Jehovah your God is a jealous God.
So I kept saying,
Jehovah your God, Jehovah your God.
耶和华你的神，耶和华你的神。
但是
最后五点并没有提到这一点。
Have to do with among
the first
five commandments are you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart,
all your
soul, all your
strength.全身心
and the last five are you should love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you would never commit adultery. You wouldn't lie. You wouldn't covet their things. You wouldn't kill them. Because you love them.
如果你爱你的邻舍，你就不会犯淫乱，不会杀害他们。
In these two words, love God,
爱神
love man.
爱人，这就是所有这十诫所讲的内容。
Point D, the law of God being able only to expose man's
第四重点，神的律法只能暴露人罪恶的性情和邪恶的行为。
Says through the law is the clear knowledge of sin. You see, if there wasn't a law that said,
如果没有神的律法。你不能够偷窃
then you would have no problem taking what's not yours.
那你就不会觉得偷窃有问题。当律法来到的时候，那你就觉得有问题了。
Don't bear false witness.
不可以做假见证。
Now the law comes.
现在神就进来了，律法就进来了。
Brother Lee was describing this.
李弟兄有提到。
You know the law about not stealing. He said.
关乎于。不可以偷窃的这个律法，我们都会有这种偷窃行为，偷一支铅笔啊，偷一些妈妈皮包里面的钱啊。这个律法不是关于说谎。
有时
候不是，我们有时候就是看，不光是因着话语，有些是一个眼神。
Okay, let's come to Romans 2. As the testimony of God, the law is
律法作为神的见证是神的肖像或照片，因此律法第一个功用是启示神。
Okay, so now we're going to touch the four functions of the law. The first one.
我们现在要看到说这个功用
God's intention was to reveal to his chosen
是使他的子民看见
what kind of God he is
他的颁律法的目的是要向他所拣选并救赎子民其实他是何等的一位神
Exodus 19:3-6
摩西向到神啊
耶
和华从山上呼唤他说你要这样告诉雅各家对以色列人说 You have seen what 我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来歌我如今你们若实在遵循我的话遵守我的约就要在万民中做我自己的珍宝因为全地都是我的你们要归我做祭司的国度为圣别的国民这些话你要告诉以色列人这就是神爱的神非常宝贝非常甜美然后第一终点说到他是个嫉妒的神一位嫉妒的神在创世纪二十你不可敬拜别的神
Or the earth beneath, you shall not bow down to them, you shall not serve them, for I, Jehovah your God, am a jealous God.
Do you
like to be jealous?
Do
you like to be known as a jealous
person?
I don't think anybody.
Because I'm your jealous person.
You're kind of. Don't you trust me? You know, a husband, he should be so understanding.
神是能够理解人的。
Let me read Exodus 34.
让我们来读出埃及记三四章十四节。
For you shall not worship any other
God. 你不可敬拜别神。
For Jehovah,
因为耶和华
whose name is
祭邪的神，名为祭邪者。
He goes, I'm not just a jealous God.
我不只是个嫉妒神。
Capital J, jealous.
我是大写的 J, jealous, 嫉妒。
I don't want to share you with anybody.
我不想要跟你任何人分享你。
Paul.
保罗。
Said, I'm jealous over you.
他说，我嫉妒。
Jealousy of God.
就像。
Second Corinthians 11.
神嫉妒一样。
Paul was one with the jealous God.
哥林
嫉妒。
腓后十一章里面讲到。
Point B says that he's a holy God.
他是一位圣别的神第二重点
因为第十六节
章
节节
你要对以色列全会众说你们要圣别他是不同的代表他是不同的不是普通的他是圣别的第三重点他是一位爱的神你觉得你能够成为圣别你觉得自己能够成为圣别吗你可能可以清洁的，不一定圣别的。
No, your sinful nature already disqualifies you.
堕的这个堕的性情就已经把你这个没有资格成为圣别的了。只有神才是个圣别的。他是一位爱的神。
In Exodus 20,
出埃及记二十章。
Verse 6.Yet showing loving kindness to thousands of generations of those who love me, he's a lover. He loves his people. He wants to love them, and he promises, if you hate me, you're going to have a problem with me to the third and fourth generation.
But if you love me, thousands of generations.
That must include eternity.You're going to be.
这包括了永远。
You know, I love the Lord.
你知道我爱神。
So I've got thousands of generations that are going to be blessed because I love the Lord.
所以千代的人都会得着祝福，因为我爱神。
That's wonderful. Okay.
非常美好。
He's a righteous God. That means he's straight.
他是一个正直的神。
He's not twisted. He's not influenced politically.He's a truthful God.
他是一位信实的神。
It's impossible for God to lie.
是不可能让神来说谎的。
All of these things tell us what kind of people he wants to have. And finally, he is a pure God. In this point,
he's
a pure God. You know what commandment tells us that God is a pure God? When he says, thou shalt not covet. Don't covet.
你不可贪心。
This means that God is pure.
这代表是什么？神是纯洁的，他也想要他的子民是纯洁的。
Implies a mixture. It implies you're not satisfied with God's arrangement. You're not satisfied.
有时候我们人不满足神所给我们的安排。
Actually, the first commandment, no other gods and no coveting, Both of these tell us God is pure.
从第一个节我们也能看到说神是纯洁的神。
I thought it was quite interesting.
因为神说不可有别神。
When he was talking about the commandments, and I want to read.
当保罗说这十诫的时候，保罗讲给你读一下。他说我不知道。
Until the law said, "You shall not covet."
这个知道。
And then, oh my goodness.
律法说我不可贪心。
Verse 7, Romans 7:7.
罗马七章七节跟八节。
What then shall we say is the law sin? Absolutely not. But I did not know sin.
这一届律法我就不知何为罪。
For neither did I know covet.
非律法说不可贪心，我就不知何为贪心。
But sin, seizing the opportunity through the commandment, worked out in me.Coveting of every kind.
然而罪界的确定得着机会，叫诸般的贪心在我里面发动，因为没有律法，罪是死的。
I didn't know coveting until the law said, "Don't covet."
Okay. We just connected.
Why are we talking about this?
我也探过一遍。
What is the point? The point is this: is that our children, our next generation,
我们的儿童下一代。
Need to understand
需要认识到
that they're a sinner,
他们是罪人
and they need a savior.
他们需要一个救主
Even as parents, we might think they just need a little patching up, a little cleaning up, a little adjustment to their behavior. Only they would listen to me, and only they would obey me, and they would be okay. But we have to understand
我们必须要认识到
before God.
在神面前
they are sinners.
他们是罪人
that desperately need a savior.
他们非常渴慕的需要一个救主
it,
我们可能有时候都不知道这一点没有认识到
is that
重点是这个律法来的是来暴露人的罪恶的性情和他们无法使神喜悦的
without this we couldn't help them our lessonswith the children
如果没有这个我们就没有办法帮助他们
with our children have to bring this out
我们作为家长的需要把这些东西带出来
simple
非常容易
don't lie
不要撒谎
不要说谎
but you know
但是你
知道 they are liars by nature
他们因为他的天然的性情就是说谎的
they steal by birth
他们出生就会说谎，就会偷窃。
And expose them,
然后律法进来，就是来暴露他们，使他能够真实的看见，在神面前他们真实的情形。他们需要一个救主。我们继续往下走。我们需要把他们带到这一点，使他们能够认识。
So we come to the second function. The second function of God's law is to cause His people to realize that they are fallen far away from God. As a sinful and corrupt people, it is not possible for them to please God. The word here is realize. Help them realize.
要帮助他子民看见。
I'm not here lecturing you.
我们不是在这边来
教导
的。
But I help. We have to help them realize.
要帮助他们来看见。
How do you help them realize?
我们如何帮助他们看见呢？需要给他们一些很简单的东西，就是不要说谎，不要偷窃，不要贪。
Apparently so simple, and they all go, "Amen. Yeah, that's right. Okay."I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to steal, I'm not going to covet.
不要不会说谎不会贪心然后他们就会说谎然后他们也会偷窃
And the whole time it's because they're coveting.
因为他们有贪心
Then they realize, oh,
然后他们发现
I need to work on that.
哦我需要来再
来
再做小整
Some outward mistake. I just made a mistake.
我就做了一些外在的一些犯了一些外在错误而已
The problem is you made a mistake.
不光是你在外面做了一些错误，你有这样的性情。
Spontaneously, automatically, you don't need any training.
你不需要任何的训练。
You just do it.
你就会做了。
So they try to fix their problem.
然后他们就试着来解决这些问题。
Like Paul, eventually,
保罗最终
coveting of every kind. I'm stealing everything.
他们他偷所有东西。
I'm lying all the time.
贪心了，
I'm a pathological liar.
但是我们也不会直接跟我们儿女讲说是不可能的。
The children of Israel presumed,
以色列子民认为他们可以做到神要求的，他们不知道他们无法履行他的诫命，他们也需要神的怜悯。
They didn't know.
他们不知道。
And like us, we didn't know. And like our children, they don't know.
他们的儿女，他们也不知道。他们不知道他们真实的光景。
Our children's work, our raising the children, should bring them to this realization.
需要把他们带到这样的认识里面。
Not by teaching.
不是借着教导。
By realization.
是借着认识。
In this session and the next, we're going to show you clearly.这一堂跟下一堂
我们就是要告诉你们要如何带小孩带到这样的认识里面。
这
把律法在消极里面要暴露我们的罪恶，离开律法我们就不知道何为罪，但当律法来了，罪就被暴露。
Verse 13.
第13节。
Oh, that's Romans. Okay.
罗马书。
Romans 4:13.
罗马书五章十三节。
For it was not through the law that the promise was made to Abraham or to his seed that he would be the heir of the world, but through the righteousness of faith. That doesn't seem right.
看起来好像不对。
Yeah.
罗马书五章十三节。没有律法之前，罪已经在世上；但没有律法，罪也不算在账上。
Point C, the law therefore exposes
第三点，因此律法暴露我们的情形，向我们表明罪人是无法完成神律法的要求。
Romans 8:3, for what
that
which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of the flesh of sin,
and turning to sin
in the flesh.
See, the law was weak through the flesh. Sin, the law was not sin, and
the law was not a problem, it was the flesh, it was the weak link was the flesh.
是肉体的问题。
Okay, the law of God give to there being something that the law of God could not do in that it was weak through the flesh of sinners. Okay, so the first function of the law tells us what kind of God he is.
是告诉我们神是什么样的人。
Tells us who we're going to marry, who our bridegroom is. And on the other hand, the law is a mirror.Showing us what kind of person we are, and as soon as we see what kind of person we are, we realize that we are actually no match. We are not a match for this wonderful, beautiful husband. That's what the law does. It brings us to a crisis. Do you realize that the law brings us to a crisis?
A crisis
in our being.All the psychologists today don't want us to have that crisis. It's bad for our self-confidence. Don't call it sin.
都不好。
That will damage them. Then they'll think bad of themselves, and then that makes them do other bad things. Actually, sin is sin.
是罪。
Sin is sin.
罪就是罪。
And without the realization,
没有认识今天罪。
The situation has been like this, where
今天的情形就是这样。
The philosophy of this age takes away the thought of sin, the concept of sin.
哲学今天就是要把这个罪除去。
Takes away the conscience.
把这个良心。
Takes away God, no God, no sin, no conscience, no judgment,
除去。
No consequence.
结果除去。
David, when he was exposed,
大卫当他被暴露的时候
，Oh, he repented.
他悔改，他悔改到最极。
He touched it
Not in a superficial way, not, Lord, forgive me for all my sins.
不浅的,
it was, oh Lord, I was
他说,
conceived in sin. I didn't sin against man, I sinned against you and you only.
我不是对人犯了罪, 我是对你, 对神犯了罪。
To him, it was not a small thing.
对于他, 这不是一个很小的事情,
it was a big thing.
是一个非常大的事情。
See, in our children's work,
我们儿童工作,
we want our children
to understand 能够明白,
their situation.
他们的情形。
In some of our way, we like to bring our children right away to the Spirit, right away to life, right away to enjoying the Lord, calling and singing and praising and praying. Oh,
you're
the wonderful Spirit in us. Realized who they were. They never crossed the threshold of God's judicial redemption. Where they needed the blood, where the blood was precious to them. Where their sinfulness became under a microscope, and it became so big, and they were so hopeless, and they were so lost, that without a Savior, they had no way to go on.
You
see, our children's work, our work with raising up our next generation,
brings
them to this crisis, to this point, not to life right away.
不是直接的,
but gradually, step by step, little by little,
是一步一步的,
to this point,
一点一点的来到这一点,
see God.
去看见神,
God is a loving God. Do you love your enemy?
神是个爱的神,
you
爱你的神吗?
God loves his enemies.
神爱他的仇敌。
Do you have enemies at school? Do you have friends at school? Or people at school that don't like you?
学校里面有没有仇敌呢?
Yeah. Do you love them?
你爱他们吗?
God does.
神爱他们,
we should love them too.
我们也应该要爱他们,
just give them a little impression.
给他们一些印象,
then it becomes a part of their conscience.
使他们成为他们良心中的一部分,
then it becomes a crisis to them. I can't. I hate him. He calls me names.
他给我取,
just a simple thing like that. He's
所以我很恨他们, 骂我,
and now they have a crisis because they can't do it. Let's come to the Romans 4, which is the third function of the law, is the function of subduing us. When we are exposed and subdued, we shall become humble before God. If we did not have the law, we would never realize how sinful we are, and we would never be subdued. Romans 3:19. This is about being subdued. Now we know that whatever things the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may fall under the judgment of God. Every mouth may be stopped. You have nothing to say. You have no excuse. No blame. No way out. There's nothing to say. Every mouth is stopped.
It's,
What can I say? They got subdued. Brother Lee described the rich young ruler in Matthew 19 as somebody who got exposed, but he didn't get subdued. You see, you could get them and show them God, you could show them themselves, they got exposed, but they weren't subdued.
You know,
the rich young ruler, he came to the Lord, he said, good teacher, what good thing should I do to inherit eternal life? You can't be good. Why are you calling me good? You have the wrong concept. What good thing? Only God is good. Right then, he should have been a signal. It should have been a real sign. The Lord was showing him a photo of God. Only God is good. And he said, which ones? Well, you know, honor your parents.
他说,
expose him or subdue him. He thought he could do it. Then the Lord said, okay, well, there's just one more thing. It's the tenth commandment. Sell everything you have, give it to the poor.
分给穷人,
actually, it's the fifth through the tenth, the sixth through the tenth commandment.
是第六个十诫中第六诫,
and you'll have eternal life.
财宝在登山之上有着永远的生命。
Because he had great wealth.
他很忧郁的就走，因为他有很多的产业。他得着铺路了，但是他并没有被征服，不然的话他不会走掉。他就会就会跟主说，主，我没办法，我没办法做到，
做不到。
你有没有跟主这样讲过呢？有没有来到这样的一个点上说，主啊，没有办法做到，我实在没有成，没有办法成为这
样子的。
这样的话，你就都没有被征服。还在祷告，还在试着在希望。
Maybe like that rich young ruler.
就像那一个年轻人一样。
Maybe at some point, if I grow up, if I get transformed enough, then I'm going to come back here.
也许到一点，到一天我们生命有长大的时候。
How blessed he would have been.
被改变的时候，我们就能够做到。
Sorry, there's just no way I can do that. Then the Lord would have said, "I know."
如果你跟主说，主啊，我们就是没有办法做到。主会跟你说，说我知道。
You know, later. The disciples, they kind of complaining to the Lord, Lord, what are you doing?
门徒们有时候会抱怨。
You know, we had a convert here, we had a follower here, and you're chasing him away. You're making it so hard to get saved.
你
把这个得救
搞这么难，谁还能得救？
And the Lord said, Well, Christ's salvation is absolutely impossible.
我们有看到说，这样的救恩在人不行的吗？
God made it impossible. The Lord Jesus made it impossible.For the rich young ruler. Think our children's work should do that?
在儿童工作应该要这样做吗？
The next session we'll show you how.
下一堂我们会告诉你如何做。
What happens is they have a crisis. And the law does that. They have a crisis.
他们有
。I can't obey my mom. I can't honor my parents.
实在是无法停止说谎，无法停止尊重，不尊重。
The naughty ones come there faster. The naughty kids come to this point a lot quicker than the very good ones. You know, in our children's meeting class, we have really good kids. Let me tell you, those are the ones that are going to be the hardest ones to get saved.
那些好的小孩子比较难得救的。
But they won't know their condition.
因为他们看不见自己的信心。
We have young people that come to the full-time training, and they've just been good their whole life. They came out of their mother's womb good, and they're still good. And they still think that what makes God happy is being good.
现在刚好觉得说自己是好的。
And no one is good except God.
然后没有看见说没有人是好。
And so they look around at the other trainees, and they think, oh, he's not good.Look at him. His tie is loose. He's not good.
看他的那个领带是松的，他不好。
Nobody's as good as me. I'm good. They're not good.
我们才是好的，他们不是。
You know, I wondered, saints, and think about this with me a little bit.
跟我一起想一下这个问题。
If the law was given,
如果律法
portray God,
翻不出来
expose sinners, ultimately subdue them.
来
where do Pharisees come from?
描述神，描绘神。暴露子民，最终使子民的。
How is it that these guys could escape? They could get through the whole thing.And they would come out like that. How good it is to be a sinner.
做罪人是多么好的一件事。
How blessed you are.
你是多么的被祝福。
If you can't do it.
如果你没有办法做到。
Oh, that's when the blood becomes so precious.
这个就变成那个
宝基督的血，多么的宝。That's when the Savior becomes so sweet.
宝贝。
But if you're one of those good ones,
如果但是如果你是那个一直良善的人，然后在一直在批评周围的人，你的鞋子不够光亮，你的衣服没有绑在裤子里面，领带没有系好，
他
那个姊妹那么强硬，那个弟兄那么软弱，控制那个弟兄，那个姊妹还有一点点属世界。
Sadly, I'd like to testify to you a little bit.
我想要给你做一点点见证。
As a young man, I
came into
the church life.
年轻弟兄来到聚会中。
And in a few years, I advanced quite quickly. I went out in a migration to begin the church life in a certain place.
出去。
And I was there ultimately for 18 years.
我在那边待了十八年。
And I was one of those baby elders. I became a leading brother.
我是那些是很年轻的长老。
At the ripe old age of 25.
二十五岁。
How's that possible? Elder, doesn't that imply older?
哦，长老不是代表说你要很老吗？
And I knew everybody. I knew everybody's problem.
每一个人，每一个人的问题。
I could sit in the meetings and I would be bothered. How come this brother doesn't pray? How come he doesn't release his spirit? How come?
为什么他不释放？
How come he didn't come to the meeting? Where is he?
他怎么没有来聚会？在哪里？
He's not here. He's probably home watching TV.
他在家里看电视。
Pharisee.
法利赛人。
I knew everyone's weakness.
我知道每一个人的弱点。
But I couldn't help any of them.
但是我并没有办法帮助他们。
Pharisee.
法利赛人。
Now I'm telling you this.
现在我跟你讲。
How good it is to be weak.
是我们软弱是多么的好。
To have weaknesses and failures.
有这样的软弱，有这样的失败。
You know you need the Lord.
我们就认识到我们需要主。
Our work with the children.
我们跟儿童的工作。
Has to bring them to this point.
就是要把他们带到这一点上。
Don't think the children's work is to patch up,
clean up. 不要认为小孩的工作就是要心理清洁。
These beautiful specimens.
就是要
actually
把他们做成。
These little kids are
sinners. 把他们做成一个好的标本。
Brothers, you have to forgive me. They're vile sinners.
他们是罪人。
I'm afraid I'm going to offend every mother in the room. Your precious little child.
这宝贝的小孩。
It's just like anybody out on the street.
就像外面走路的人一样。
They need the Lord.
他们需要主。
But they don't know it.
但是他们不认识。
They don't realize.
他们不知道。他们的情形是怎么样？他们在神面前的这样的情形，不是只是听我们的教导，他们需要认识，他们需要自己来说，我有问题。所以他们需要被征服。第五到底，神律法在神手里有一个积极的功用。律法成为了神选民的监护者和儿童导师，将他们归向基督。恩典。
In caring for their children, now we come to Christian parents.
在照顾我们的小孩，我们来到。
Christian parents need to preach the law to them. Brother Lee uses strong words.
当基督徒父母照顾他们孩子的时候，需要传律法给他们。我们不应该首先传恩典给他们。
In other words, do not tell the children
不要跟他们，不要跟小孩说
that they can't do it,
你们不能做不到的
that only life can do it,
只有生命才可以做到
that only the Lord can do it,
只有主才能够做到
No, that's preaching grace first.
那就是在传恩典给他们
the law to them.
我们要先传律法给他们
Point B, if we give them regulations
第二重点，如果我们按照律法给儿童规则 律法会为着基督保守他们因此首先我们需要以应该以很强的方式将律法给他们
give them the law in a strong way don't give them life
不要给他们生命恩典灵
give them the law
给他们律法
says preach the law to them and give them the law in a strong way
以很强的方式
then the law does what the law will expose them guard them and keep them
看守他们，保守他们，像监护者一样为基督保守他们。律法被神用来作为托管者、监护者和儿童导师，在基督来临之前看守他的权柄，并且在适当的时候护卫和引导他们到基督那里。在特定的一点时间上，我们要把他们带到从。
Then the law has done its job. Now we can set the law aside.
这样律法就完成他的工作。
Now we have.
我们就可以把律法放在旁边，然后我们先具有了基督。
So this is kind of the doctrine, the science.
这是一些
教导。In the next session, we're going to cover.
下一天我们就来到实行方面。
How this actually happens in the world.
这个到底该如何来实行
？So, hallelujah for for Christ.
为了基督，我们哈利路亚。
Hallelujah for the child conductor.
为着儿童的监护人。
Hallelujah, we can't do it.
儿童导师来赞美主。
Amen.